Hi, welcome to Big Fat Positive with Shauna and Laura. On this very special bonus episode, Shauna and I reflect on our 1 year anniversary of the COVID lockdown, and we have some BFPs to share with y'all. Let's get to it. Hey, Shauna.
Hi.
So guess what?
What?
It's been a year. A whole year since we did our first coronavirus special bonus episode.
Wow. And you know, I was looking back at that episode and we recorded on March, I think, 13th. Mm-hmm. And that was the first day of my family's lockdown. Like, I don't know why we were like, let's do this on the very first day of this craziness, but we did. So yeah, we've been recording this from the beginning.
The very beginning. We really mm-hmm. have. And yeah, so we wanted to do a special bonus episode because, you know, I think originally we were trying to keep anything coronavirus related in the bonus episodes and never mention it in the main show, right?
We were so naive.
Yes. It's been impossible to do that, yes, obviously, yes, because it's affected every aspect of our lives. But, you know, it's time to check back in to really like have a dedicated time to think about the last year. And so I want to hear from you, like, has this brought anything up? What do you want to talk about in our year anniversary special?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, listeners know that we are in the Los Angeles area, and our county, our city, has been in what we call the purple tier, which is like the highest risk level since, I think, the lockdown started. So mm-hmm. I know a lot of cities and towns are more open and kids have been going to school and all that kind of stuff, but we've really been pretty strict for the last year. Elle's preschool shut down a year ago and has not opened at all. Mm-hmm. And the public schools here are still closed. Yeah, so there's just not been a lot of freedom. And my family, we've been quarantining with Steve's mom, who's an older woman. So we've been extra careful. But the good news is she's fully vaccinated now. So yay!
What did she get? The Pfizer or the Moderna?
She got the Pfizer.
Okay. That's what my mom got too. My mom and my stepdad.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah. And my mom got her first shot, also Pfizer. And so I'm very excited for her to get fully vaccinated so I could see her again.
Yes. Ah.
Been so long. At this point, you know, we've just really been living this monotony. Mm-hmm. Steve and I still work at home, and the girls are still home all the time. And what I've started thinking about lately, Laura, with like the vaccinations coming out and the idea that things are going to be opening up at some point again in the future, mm-hmm. I'm actually getting really anxious about that and about the change that's going to come, because when things open back up, our life is going to be pretty different than mm-hmm. it was when it locked down. Elle is going to be starting kindergarten in a few months, a totally different school, a new routine. Cece, I'm going to try to get her in preschool. So that's going to be completely different. We haven't had to get kids into car seats in, you know, forever. And the whole routine and rigmarole of the morning routine and getting the kids out the door and in the cars. And like, and then there's going to be activities and trying to get a social life going again and babysitters. And I don't know, I'm just thinking of all of this like happening at once or something. And I'm just like, oh my God, it's going to be so weird. And in a way, it's been really easy this mm-hmm. last year, not really doing much. It's hard in some ways, but easy in others.
I want to say like easy doesn't strike me as the right word as much as like simple, maybe.
Simple, yeah.
Because easy is not a phrase I would use to describe the last year. But I totally agree with you that...
Well, I wasn't using it to describe the entire last year, but I think like the routine element sure. of our lives has been easy.
And agreed.
I like your word simple. Yeah, I think that's a good word to describe it.
Things have been very, very simplified mm-hmm. because when there's nowhere to go, nothing to do, mm-hmm. it makes life with a toddler a lot easier, you know? I don't know. I mean, like you said, easy, simpler because... Mm-hmm. There are just some days where I'd really kill to like have somewhere to go with the toddler to distract him, you know? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So yeah, it's so weird. It's so weird. But I get that. I get your anxiety. I can see how it's going to be a big change. And I remember I listened back to our first episode too, our first COVID episode, and we were all like anticipating what it was going to be like. And I think I said like, oh, I don't think I'll have to lose my nanny. You know, all this time I had like a nanny for 2 days a week. And I don't think we quite realized what we were about to get into.
No.
You know, but now after a whole year, I've definitely settled into sort of the routine of it. Like there is some safety in like, well, I know today we're not going anywhere and I know we're not doing anything and we're not having any visitors. And to start to expand that does trigger a little unease for me. Yeah.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm looking forward to having more opportunities to do things with the family. I'm already mentally planning a vacation, family vacation for the summer. Like when Joe Biden was like, the nation should be vaccinated by about May, I was like, perfect. We're going on vacation in July. What can I do? I've got so many ideas and like, I just need to figure it out. And I'm so desperate to get out of this house.
Like,
oh my God, I cannot wait to go somewhere.
Because you guys have been extra cautious. Like there's obviously this whole gradient of what, you know, how people have been behaving during this crisis. And you guys are definitely on the like more conservative side of staying in, quarantining, not doing stuff. I feel like Corey and I have been, you know, a little bit towards the less, we've been super, super cautious, but like compared to you, you know, we drove to Santa Barbara once. You know, it was like, whoa, we rented an Airbnb once, you know?
Yeah.
But comparatively, you know, that is very different from what you've been experiencing. So,
You know, one of my ideas is to go up to our family cabin in Sea Ranch. It's in Northern California. And I was like, oh, we work from home. So we could theoretically go up there for like a month and just like be by the ocean and work, you know, from home. And there's like pools there in the community and all this stuff. And Steve's like, won't we be bored up there for a month? I'm like, we've been locked in the same house here doing even less. Like there's no beach to go to, no pools to go to.
What's the difference?
I know. I was like, I think you're just trying to talk us out of this.
Just vacation. Bring the bounce house.
There you go. That's all I need to do. So, yeah. The other thing I really want to do is like burn my quarantine wardrobe and just get rid of all of these clothes I've been wearing for the last year, because I've really eased into this like quarantine cozy thing where I just wear very cozy pants and t-shirts and all this stuff. And I'm just ready to be rid of all of it and dress up again.
It does sound fun to like put on a dress.
Yeah.
It almost sounds fun to like put on heels. That's how bad it is.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, man, that would be so fun.
Like going and having a cocktail somewhere. Wow.
Oh, that sounds so great.
Yeah. But anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
We are. I mean, obviously, the point is I'm really looking towards the future right now, looking towards when things are going to open, the excitement about it, the anxiety about it. And because otherwise, really, all I have to report is that things are mostly the same, you know, and we've eased into the monotony and we're safe and we're doing fine.
That's good. Doing fine, being safe is that's the whole point, right?
Exactly. That's the whole point. Yeah, so that's me. Why don't we take a break and come back with your check-in?
Okay, sounds good.
Laura, we recently had our moms on the show, and it was so fun hearing their stories from the past.
I loved hearing what they had to share about their experiences being pregnant and having young kids. But you know, they have so many more amazing memories and stories to share.
Yes, and that's why StoryWorth is such a wonderful gift for the mother figure in your life. It's a way to capture those stories and memories for years to come.
And what better time to give StoryWorth than for Mother's Day, which is right around the corner. Right now, our listeners can save $10 off your first purchase by going to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
Here's how it works. Each week, StoryWorth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick, such as, what is your favorite memory of your parents?
All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter.
You'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's response as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of the stories you already know or be surprised by stories you've never heard before.
After that year of fun, StoryWorth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come.
I gifted StoryWorth to my mom a couple years ago, and her hardcover book is a special memento on my bookshelf that my girls and I love to look through.
My mom did one too and included lots of pictures from her childhood, which Sebastian and Augie love looking at.
Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. StoryWorth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to StoryWorth.com/BFP.
That's StoryWorth.com/BFP to save $10 on your first purchase. There's nothing like the feeling of being confident in your own skin. No complicated routine, no multiple step protocols, just simple, scientifically validated solutions.
Absolutely. That's why we have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best.
The secret to OneSkin's success is their proprietary OS1 peptide, which switches off the aging cells and has been clinically proven to strengthen the skin barrier and improve skin health markers.
For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off OneSkin products using the code BFP when you check out at OneSkin.co.
One of my favorite things about OneSkin products is how easy they are to use. I swear, I've seen skin routines with like 20 steps, but not OneSkin. Just cleanse, pat your skin dry, and apply twice daily.
We aren't the only ones who love OneSkin. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews, and were recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands in 2024.
OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer.
My skin tends to get really irritated this time of year, but since using the OneSkin face supplement every day, my skin feels calm and healthy. I've also been using the eye topical supplement, which I really feel brightens up my face.
Get started today with 15% off using code BFP at oneskin.co.
That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BFP. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you.
Okay, I will be the first to admit that I don't always prioritize my own wellness. With kids and work, it never feels easy to fit in taking care of myself. But with Allo Moves, I find it easier than ever to do so.
Same. With the Allo Moves app, everything I need is in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, and so much more.
If you're curious what Allo Moves has to offer, visit allomoves.com and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and 20% off an annual membership.
I love that I can easily find a class that's perfectly suited to my interests and ability level. They offer classes from beginner to advanced, and all classes are on demand, so you can fit them into your busy schedule.
They have high-intensity classes if you're looking to get in a good sweat, and low-key mindfulness classes if you're looking to get centered. They even offer help with sleep, which we all know is crucial for moms.
Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Allo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer.
One thing I really like about Allo Moves is that they create themed playlists, so it's easy to find content on the areas you're interested in. One of my favorite playlists right now is called Meditation for Productivity.
Ooh, I love the sound of that one. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use code BFP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's allomoves.com, code BFP. allomoves.com, code BFP.
We're back, and Laura, I want to hear your check-in for this last year of COVID lockdown.
Ooh, all right, here we go. this year has been wild for a couple reasons, because what you didn't know, or what you knew but no one else listening knew, is that when we were recording that bonus episode, Corey and I had just started trying to conceive, and we abruptly slammed on the brakes when everything started getting shut down. So I, like, the entire span of this coronavirus crisis has been like taken up by first trying to conceive, then stopping, then starting again, and then being pregnant and now having a baby. So
yeah, that's a lot to happen in 1 year despite the lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, obviously that, you know, is usually how it happens. Usually you have a baby within 9 months of conception within the year. But it does, you know, it is crazy that I, not only did I like conceive of a baby during quarantine, was pregnant the whole time, and then also gave birth and not only like give birth during quarantine or during like the pandemic, but I gave birth during one of the absolute worst surges in the worst county in the country. I think it might have been like the worst place in the world at the time.
Wow.
For coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Like LA, I think it was in the news, so I'm sure people saw it, but like LA in November, December, January, and then it started tapering off. My baby was born February 1st. So like, you know, just was starting to taper off then. But from Thanksgiving through January, it was like New York in March, or, you know, it was really fucking bad here. You hear all these like stories of ambulances getting turned away at hospitals, and the hospitals were completely full. And meanwhile, I'm here like, great. So I'm voluntarily going into a hospital to give birth to a baby.
Yeah.
Right now. So that was stressful for sure. I'm really just very grateful about the fact that I gave birth on the downslide of that surge. So the hospital was a little bit more permissive about like Corey could go home and check on the toddler and come back.
Oh, so good. Yeah, stuff I didn't like know that.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a very stressful time. And now I have like a bona fide pandemic baby.
You know, yes, from start you to do.
Finish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, it's interesting because I'm actually not mad at the quarantine at this very moment because it's kind of what you do with a newborn anyway, or it's what you kind of like should do with a newborn anyway. So, especially in the first 2 months, you really don't want to have a lot of visitors. You don't want to expose the baby to a lot of germs. And so like right now is in a way like the perfect time.
Yes.
To have a newborn, because there's no pressure to have visitors. Mm-hmm. There's no pressure to go anywhere like at all. And if for whatever reason we do have to go out, like going to the doctor's office or whatever, no one wants to touch your baby. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like finally. True. Everyone understands the importance of hand sanitizer. Everyone understands the importance of staying away. So I'm really glad about that.
That's good. Yeah, that's peace of mind for sure.
Yeah. So right now I'm sort of just in the hanging out phase. I have to say, though, that my big crisis right now is that I don't know what to do about childcare because we need it. Right now, my mom's here. My mom's here till the end of March. But once she's gone, we're going to be like kind of screwed because Corey is starting to get busier with work. Like he has some things that are in the mix and he has to be working. He has to be in the office writing more. And now we have two kids. And in my mind, when we were trying to conceive, I thought things would be kind of better by now and that we could maybe put my toddler into preschool or daycare. And now I'm just not sure. Like part of me is thinking we should wait till we get the vaccine at the very least. And so I'm just kind of undecided. So right now I have feelers out. I'm kind of looking into preschools. And I'm also, I put in a little like request with this, the nanny agency that I had used before for like a nanny / mother's helper to come.
Oh, that would be nice.
In the morning. So we'll see. Ideally, I'd like someone who's vaccinated. They've opened up vaccines to childcare workers. So
good.
Hopefully we'll be able to get someone. We'll see. We'll see. I don't even know. I literally don't know what to do. Every other day, I have a different opinion about it. So it's like,
well, as time goes on, it'll become more clear what's safe and what isn't, and with people getting vaccinated more. And one thing we mentioned on the episode a year ago is like, the good thing about this is that it doesn't seem to be affecting children. And that is still true, luckily. And that's something that can give a little peace of mind.
Yeah.
If, I mean, if you decide to send your guy to preschool or daycare or something like that.
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say that getting sick isn't the, like, that's a concern with going to preschool or daycare. But I'm also just kind of concerned that he's going to have a really big problem with it because he's been with us nonstop for this last year. And because we just had the new baby, I don't want him to feel like I'm shipping him off, you know?
Yeah, so you might want to wait a little while on that.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I was thinking bringing someone in would be good. I don't even know. But yeah, so we'll talk about that on the show for sure. But
yeah,
the other than that, you know, we're hunkered down and it's kind of nice. And I am just desperate to get that vaccine.
I know.
so excited to get it. I'm so excited. I have lots of friends who've gotten it, and I'm just like so happy for them slash jealous of it.
I know.
Did you hear our friend Steven got the first vaccine?
No. Oh, good.
Yes. So the first of our little really core friend group has gotten it. So hopefully we can all start getting it. And then once we all have it, we can see each other again.
Backyard barbecues.
Still, backyard barbecues. We can totally do that if we're all vaccinated. Come on.
I think so. Yes.
I think so, too. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, that's my hope, too. I just keep fantasizing about how we can all get together.
I know. It's going to be so fun. I told Steve in my musings about what to do for vacation this summer, I was like, Steve, what if our friend group rented a house somewhere? And just went for a few nights and we were all together and our kids were all together and we got a place with a pool or something, just something fun. And he was like, oh my God, that's my dream. It out there.
That is now my new dream. I didn't even dare to dream that, Shauna. But now I'm just like, how can we make this happen?
I think we can make it happen. It will be awesome when it does happen.
Oh my God. I think the first time we all hang out, I'm probably just going to be crying the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And all the kids are going to be like, what's happening? Why are all the grown-ups bawling?
It's going to be so weird for them. Whatever. This last year is weird for them anyway.
That's true. But anyway, yeah. So we're hanging in there. Oh, I wanted to give a little update. So on the first COVID episode, I was talking about how I was a little smug about how 2 weeks before everyone else, I went to Costco and like got a bunch of supplies and stuff. But I wanted to give an update because there are some things that I still haven't used from that trip.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like what?
The corned beef in cans that I bought, that's still in there. Okay. Although that's more of like an emergency, like earthquake preparedness thing. So it's okay. So like I have like canned chicken and canned corned beef that I haven't touched. Something I wish I had gotten, flour, because that was one thing I ended up like having to scramble to find.
Yeah, that went out of stock.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think about that. Yeah. And and I should say that, do you remember in the first episode, I talked about how I still had hand sanitizer left over from when my toddler was born?
Oh, yes.
I still have. Like, actually, I found another bottle of it in the back.
Wow, you bought a lifetime's worth of hand sanitizer when your toddler was born.
I think I accidentally ordered like a 5-pack of giant ones from Amazon, you know, like in some middle of the night haze. And so, so I'm still good on hand sanitizer.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're ready for the next pandemic.
Oh, God, don't say that.
I know. Sorry.
Please. One pandemic per lifetime is fine by me.
That's fine by me, too.
Yeah. So that's it for me for this check-in. I think it's time to move on, though.
Yes, let's move on. Now, normally we would have a special segment in here, and we did ask listeners for stories about what y'all have been through in this last year of COVID lockdown, and we got a lot of responses, and it was so wonderful to hear from everyone. But we realized that we got so many stories that we don't have time for them in this episode, so we're going to put them in a second bonus episode about the COVID lockdown, which we will release very shortly after this one comes out.
That's right. So stay tuned for that. But for now, we're just going to move on to our BFPs.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Shauna, think of all the relationships you have in your life. From parents, siblings, your friends, kids, coworkers, even neighbors. There's a lot of human interaction, which we know doesn't always go perfectly.
Oh, you know I don't have a perfect relationship with my next door neighbor, and I can't change her, but I can work on my own reactions to her and how she treats my family.
Absolutely. Strengthening your own coping skills and setting healthy boundaries in any relationship are important, and therapy can be a great place to work on these types of things.
Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. Not only that, therapy can help you handle stress, deal with burnout, and empower you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma, although, of course, it is helpful in those situations, too.
I've noticed that doing weekly therapy helps me handle the things that cause overwhelm in my life, like constantly balancing kids, work, and self-care.
I love that therapy helps me have insights about myself that I might not have otherwise. It's always great to get an objective take on what I'm going through.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not. Visit BetterHelp.com/BFP today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BFP. Hey, listeners. This episode is proudly brought to you by LolaVie, an award-winning hair care line founded by the fabulous Jennifer Aniston. You know, hair so iconic, it needs no introduction.
Okay, imagine this. Jen got tired of the same old struggle we all face, choosing between hair products that work and ones that are actually good for us. With LolaVie, that dilemma is history.
We all put our hair through the wringer. Coloring, heat styling, stress, the list goes on. Over time, it takes a toll. That's why it's crucial to have products that not only repair the look of the damage, but also shield your locks from future harm.
Enter LolaVie's best sellers, the cult classic Glossing Detangler and Perfecting Leave-In Conditioner. These aren't just styling products, they're your hair's new best friends.
And here's a treat for you listeners. For a limited time, you get an exclusive 15% off your entire order at LolaVie.com. Just use code BFP at checkout. I have been using the Glossing Detangler and Leave-In Conditioner, and I love them. I love how soft and healthy my hair feels after using them.
I love their restorative shampoo and conditioner plus intensive repair treatment. They smell so good, make my shower feel like a spa, and never leave my hair looking or feeling dry.
LolaVie's products are naturally derived in plant-based goodness. No silicones, sulfates, parabens, or gluten, and of course, cruelty-free and vegan.
Unlock Jennifer Aniston-approved hair at LolaVie.com. As our loyal listeners, you'll get an exclusive 15% off your entire order when you use code BFP at checkout.
That's 15% off your order at LolaVie.com with promo code BFP. Please note, you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined.
After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. And we are back. So on these bonus episodes, we don't do BFNs. We just do BFPs.
Mm-hmm.
We do one personal and one bonus BFP. So Shauna, what is your personal BFP for this year anniversary of the COVID lockdown?
Well, there's been a lot of BFPs, you know, just being able to spend more time with my family and the girls and watching their relationship blossom. But I thought I'd get more specific and talk to you all about some entertainment that I have been partaking of lately that I've just really been enjoying.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Streaming recommendations, I hope.
Yes, okay. Exactly. The first is a show. It's a Food Network show that I watch on Hulu. It's called Cooks versus Cons. I love this show. It's hosted by Jeffrey Zakarian, who's a chef, and it's basically four contestants. Two of them are real cooks, and two of them are like just home cooks.
Mm-hmm.
So they're the cons, but you know, we don't know their true identity, and they all cook and then like present their food to the judges and people get eliminated. And then you see like, can a con beat a real cook? It's just like a fun format. It's super easy to digest. As I've mentioned before in the last year, that's like the main thing I want in my entertainment right now mm-hmm. is stuff that's just lighthearted, easy to digest. And it's fun to watch people cook and you get different ideas for recipes and food and stuff like that.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to add it to my queue because it sounds mm-hmm. amazing. My version of that I've been watching is a show called Blown Away. Have you heard of that?
Oh, yes. The glass blowing show.
Yes. The glass. Mm-hmm. It's Project Runway for glass blowers. It's like one of those shows where you can literally like nothing bad happens and you just can watch them. It's very mesmerizing just to watch them blow the glass, and they've got terrible puns in the show.
Oh, I'm sure puns. There's like, isn't there like a glory hole in the glass blowing world that you like stick something in?
There is, but amazingly they never go there. It's a very PG show. But
oh,
they make, yeah, huh. I've not heard a glory hole joke, but they do make stupid jokes about other things. So anyway, so okay, got Chefs versus Cons?
Cooks versus Cons. And they Cooks also have a spinoff called Baker versus Faker or Baker Ooh. Or Faker, something like that. So that's, I love that one too. And then some podcasts I've been binging lately. I've mentioned in a episode a little while back that I do like true crime podcasts. I know that's not your thing, but I wanted to mention a couple that I've been enjoying in case anyone else out there is looking for something. I've really been getting into the Dateline podcast, which is funny because I don't watch Dateline.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've discovered that I really like their style of investigation and reporting. And so two of their podcasts that I binged so fast, they're so interesting. The first one is called The Thing About Pam. Mm-hmm. And the other one is called Mommy Doomsday, which, you know, gets into not only murder, but cults and zombies and all kinds of wild stuff. It's fascinating.
Yeah, I can't do the murdery true crime stuff, but mm-hmm. I did listen to a podcast called Bed of Lies, which I think technically might be true crime, but it's not about murder. There's no mm-hmm. murder involved. But it's fascinating. It's from the Telegraph newspaper in the UK. And it's a crazy story from all these women who found out that their like long-term partners and boyfriends were actually like spies.
Ooh. Interesting.
And it's really fascinating stuff, and just highly recommend that one. So I've listened to that one a bunch in the middle of the night lately when I've been nursing.
Nothing like a true crime podcast in the middle of the night.
That's why I can't do the murder. Like, there's no murder. Yes. This is just like
intrigue.
You're being deceived by your boyfriend. So it's a little better.
Much better. Okay, cool. I'll have to check that out.
I've been deceived by a boyfriend in the past, so I can relate.
Ah, so it hits close to home. Mm-hmm. All right. Was he really a spy? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
That would make it better. No.
That would. No, not that cool.
No, he was just an asshole.
Yeah. All right. So what is your first BFP for us?
All right. My personal BFP. And again, there's so many. Like, I had a freaking baby. Like, that's a big BFP. But I'm getting very specific on this as well. And my personal BFP is that no one in my family has gotten a cold or a flu or any kind of illness in a whole year.
Wow. That's true.
Really weird, because toddlers, when they're like age one, which is my kid, he just turned two, right? This whole last year, he was supposed to have like six illnesses, I think, like on average. Basically, age one is supposed to be like a snot fest, top to bottom. And we haven't, like, all of us have been completely healthy. It's amazing.
It's amazing. Not even a runny nose. Mm-mm. I mean, Cece had roseola for a few days, which was weird. But
yes.
Other than that, same situation. It's like almost eerie to be so healthy.
Yes. And I'm a little worried about what's going to happen when we actually start seeing people again.
Yeah.
I might be that person who wears a mask in the winter no matter what, like for the rest of my life, because it seems to work. And yeah. I'm not looking forward to like getting sick again. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that's my personal BFP, like not being sick.
Well, that's amazing. Yes. Yeah. We saved a lot of money on Kleenex and Tylenol this last year. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, okay, do you have a bonus BFP for us?
I do. My bonus BFP of the entire quarantine, the COVID lockdown, is the Target drive-up.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. I've been picking up groceries or having stuff delivered this entire time. I haven't gone into a store. Well, I did go into one store because I wanted Sudafed, and they don't sell that through the drive-thru.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you have to sign for it.
Yes, but in general, the Target drive-up has been awesome. You know, I love Target. I miss it so much. And you can get stuff within a couple hours. And then what's even better is within the last couple months or so, they have included cold refrigerated items in pickup. So if I forget milk in my grocery order, I can just go online, order 1 gallon of milk. They put it in my trunk. Usually you have to have like a minimum amount of dollars spent, right, at one of these grocery stores to get curbside pickup or whatever. Ralph's is like $35, Whole Foods same. So it's like, oh, I have to, you know, throw all this other stuff into the order. But no, not at Target. There's no minimum. I could get like a stick of butter and just like someone will bring it out, put it in my car. So I've used that all the time. I love it. It's made my life so much easier.
I have to say that with kids too, like if you happen to have them in the car, it's just so much better, like to not have to get out of the car with the kid in his car seat. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yesterday, I went to Home Depot curbside pickup. Then I went to Target curbside pickup. Then I went to Walgreens drive-through pickup. And then I went to Ace Hardware curbside pickup. I went to 4 stores without getting out of my car. It was awesome.
Oh, that's all I ever wanted when I had a newborn, especially. Yes. It's like, I don't want to take this car seat out. Why can't everyone just be drive through? And it's like, oh my God, my wish came true.
Yeah, all it took was a global pandemic.
That's all it took. Oh, so I love that. I hope stores keep that stuff up. I think Target will. They've put all those parking spots in there and created a whole infrastructure to support it. I do miss just strolling the aisles of Target, though, and browsing and seeing what to get. I will pick that back up, I'm sure, but the convenience of the drive up will also not be dead to me.
Yeah, I mean, when you just need diapers or whatever, drive up. When you're like, I could use a new shirt, or I have 20 minutes to myself before I have to go pick up the kids. Like, what to do? Target.
The good old form of parental entertainment. Go stroll Target. Yes. So that's mine. What is your bonus BFP?
Okay, mine is actually kind of related to my personal BFP, which is that according to the CDC, this year's flu season didn't happen.
Wow.
So did you know about this?
Vaguely, but what does that mean exactly?
Okay, so here's an example. Okay, so last year before coronavirus, 2019 to 2020 flu season, there were 195 child deaths from flu in the US.
Wow.
This year, 1.
What? Whoa.
Yeah. And as of February 22nd, this article that I'm reading says that the CDC reported only 1,400 confirmed cases of the flu in the entire country.
Whoa.
And in another year, we would have seen, get this, 500,000 cases.
Oh my God.
I mean, that's amazing. So I know, I remember at the beginning of the coronavirus, you know, pandemic, everyone was worried that the flu was going to happen at the same time as COVID and it was going to be really, really bad and really dangerous. But thankfully, the social distancing and the masks and the no traveling and all that stuff is actually working really well for flu. And not just flu, also RSV, which is a really dangerous respiratory virus for young children. Right? Mm-hmm. It sends a lot of young children to the hospital every year. This article I'm reading from a news station in Salt Lake City, Utah, interviewed someone at a hospital in Salt Lake, and they said that normally they would average around 80 RSV patients a week, pediatric patients, and in a really bad year, it might be 120 hospitalizations every week. And this year, you want to know how many they've had in this particular hospital?
How many?
0.
Whoa!
I mean, it's unprecedented. So I have to say that it's a great BFP for me as well, because it's most dangerous for young infants, really, really young infants. And so having a newborn and having RSV not be an issue really this year is a great thing. So
that is
a BFP. So even though we have a global pandemic, even though we've had to wear masks all this time, like, there is an upside.
Do you think that going forward, more people are going to wear masks during that time of year, like you mentioned before, and do better sanitizing and stuff like that? And
I think so.
Maybe keep some of these numbers down?
Yeah, I don't see how we couldn't. You know, I feel like it's something that in Asia they've been doing already. So when I went to Hong Kong for my honeymoon a couple years ago, like, what was that, 2016? And I remember being like really struck by how many people were wearing masks on the subway in Hong Kong. And I remember thinking it was like really weird. And I kind of Googled it. I was like, why are all these people wearing masks in Hong Kong? And the answer was like, because of the SARS outbreak that happened, what was that, like early 2000s, something like that? In Asia, it became like really commonplace to just wear masks anytime you have any, you know, cold or flu symptoms, right? And now I totally am on board with that. Like, if I have any, if I was like having the sniffles and I had to go out in public, of course I would cover up with a mask, because it's like, oh, now I understand how dangerous it is, right? I don't know. I think I am definitely going to be that person who wears a mask occasionally, even when there's not a global pandemic going on.
Yes. Or at least like to doctor's appointments in the winter or something. Like, why not? Even if I'm feeling well, but taking my kid to the doctor, like, I'll put a mask on and just protect myself.
Yeah. I don't mind being weird if that's the case. Like,
yeah,
I'm so used to wearing them now. It's like, who cares? I find them comfortable.
Yeah, no big deal. I will say Steve bought a pack of face shields, and I'm just like, I still feel weird about that. But the face masks, I'm on board with.
Sorry, Steve.
Oh, sorry, Steve.
Anyway, that is it for me.
I think that's it for our episode.
Yeah, I think it is. Anyway, listeners, I'm so happy that you've been on this journey with us for the last year. Mm-hmm. I actually don't know what I would have done without this podcast, because it's definitely grounded me. It's given me a reason to sort of take notes on things and stay present. I don't know about you. How do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah. This podcast is definitely one of my biggest BFPs of the last year. It's aside from the bonus episodes, you know, just doing this weekly with you and checking in and interacting with listeners and stuff. It's been such a bright spot in my life, especially in this last year.
Yes. So listeners, you are our extra, extra bonus BFP, but you are every week.
Absolutely.
So you should know that. But let's wrap it up. Let's wrap up this love fest.
Let's do it. Laura, if anyone else has anything to share, where can they reach us?
We are on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at BFP Podcast. We have a website, BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can send us a voice memo to contact@BigFatPositivePodcast.com. You can also just send us a regular email there, but we love voice memos. Finally, if you're on Facebook, join our Facebook community group. Search Big Fat Positive Community, request to join, answer the two membership questions, and we will get you through to our wonderful private group where there's some awesome conversations happening.
If you love our show, please rate us and review us wherever you listen to podcasts and spread the word. Let your friends know about BFP. Our show is produced by Laura Bierick, Shauna Maiko, and Steve Yeager. Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.